Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. This is the first video I've made since getting out of the hospital. About 4 days ago, I decided to go out and take some photos on Rongkomhang Road. I want to get some more time in on my new camera, my Fuji XE1 that I just bought. So I took a taxi from my house to the Mall Bangkapi. Rather the mall Rongkomhang, and I started to walk and started to take my shots, and about halfway through I decided to just walk all the way home. The total walk was maybe about an hour and a half, I'd say 2 hours, with the photography included, about 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours, something like that. So I figured I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll get some exercise, get a nice long walk in, and I'll break in my camera and get to know the camera better. So, you know, I'm not in fantastic shape anymore. Nowhere near that. Nowhere near the shape I used to be. But I'm not in horrible shape. I don't smoke. I rarely drink. And I'm not so out of shape that when I walk for 15 or 20 minutes, even 30 minutes, that I'm out of breath. But I noticed after about 30 to 45 minutes that, just like I took a deep breath right now, I get to where I can't catch my full breath. So I didn't think much of it. I just stopped a couple of times. I thought, wow, maybe I'm really out of shape. I slowed down. I took a little more time. And all in all, it took me about, I'd say about 2.5 hours to do the whole walk and to photograph everything that I was after. But later in the afternoon, I was still having some tightness in my chest, and I just wasn't very comfortable. And by the time my wife and kids got home, it was a little bit worse. And then we started watching a movie, and I couldn't really get through the whole movie without standing up and having to take a deep breath. So my chest was getting tight, and I just couldn't get a full breath. And my wife and I were talking, and I just told her, you know what, I got to go to the hospital. This is too much. I can't breathe. I can't get a full breath. And in the past, I had been hospitalized when I was going out to clubs and going bar hopping, and I don't smoke. So in the clubs, when there was smoking allowed, I would get my chest would get irritated, and then I would get a bronchial infection or something like that. My chest is very sensitive, I guess. And I was in the hospital for 3 days at Bumrungrad many years ago, and was on oxygen most of the time. And then I've been in the hospital once before with a bronchitis or something at Waitini Hospital. And so when I started to feel this way, that was the first thing I thought. So I went in to the hospital. I just walked over to the emergency room, and they took me in, and they did some tests, and they started doing some, I think it's ECG, and after a couple of hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours, they said, you need to go in the ICU. We see some irregularities in your heartbeat, and you're going to need to see the cardiologist first thing in the morning. He'll be here in a couple of hours. This is, by this time, it's about 3 or 4 in the morning. So they kept checking me with the ECG, and the cardiologist came in, and he said, I see some things that don't look good, and I really need to double check and make sure that you're okay. So I really think we should do an angiogram, because you're older, you're a bit heavy, and for your size, and it's a good idea to do it. So I said, okay, fine, let's do it. So I was in the ICU for most of the day, and then they took me into the surgery. And basically what they do is they stick a needle in your femoral artery, in your which is in your thigh. It's not real painful, but it's not pleasant. And they shave you down, and they stick the needle in, and then they put dye in, and then they press in your thigh. The doctor presses on your thigh to get the dye to go up into your heart so that he can view the blood vessels and arteries in your heart and see if there's any blockage. So that's what I did. I went in, I had it done, and right away the doctor said, "No, your heart is clear, you have no problems, so it's gonna have to be something else." And the doctor told me, he said, "You know, maybe you have some kind of an allergy." I said, "Well, I don't know, you know, but I know my son's had an allergy around here." And I said, "But maybe it's asthma. I've had asthma before. I had an inhaler." But it didn't, it made my heart palpitate, and it gave me the shakes to use the inhaler, and I didn't really like it, so I stopped. He said, "Well, maybe that was a mistake." So he ran some more tests, and he said, "I think you have asthma, and I think that what I'll do is I'll give you some steroids and some other stuff." So long story short, it could have been a lot worse, and I'm okay. Now, the thing that I wanted to really talk about, besides me, is that I have Bupa insurance. It's not the greatest coverage, but for it's inexpensive, and for myself and my two sons, it's about $110 US. That's about 32, 3,300 baht a month. So when I get the bill, I know that the chances are I'm going to have to pay something, and that's okay. But I didn't really think it would be that much, because anytime anyone has had to stay, any one of us have had to stay in the hospital, we haven't really had to pay more than $50 or so. So I had asked them the prices of everything. I made it clear how much is the room with the nursing, how much is everything. Now, I don't feel good, and I'm asking them this for a reason, because I know that the hospitals have multiple prices. They have prices for Thais, they have prices for foreigners, and they have prices for Middle Eastern people, and they may even have prices for Japanese. I don't know if those are the same prices as the Middle Eastern prices, but many of the staff have admitted that there is multiple pricing. So I said, "Well, I have a VIP card," which you're not supposed to have a VIP card if you're a foreigner, but because I've had the VIP card for like 5 years, when they allowed foreigners to have the VIP card, when they said, "Oh no, you can't renew it because you're not Thai," I complained and I said, "Hey, you know, this is not fair. You gave it to me before. I want the VIP card, or I'll take my business elsewhere." And they agreed and they let me keep my VIP. So I did get the Thai price. In the end, I got the Thai price instead of a foreigner price. But what they did was they worked it to where I was charged for two rooms in a regular room, a standard room, 2 nights in a standard room, and 1 night in the ICU. When actually I stayed 2 nights in the ICU and I stayed 1 night in the standard room. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but a standard room is 4,650 baht, which is, I don't know, maybe $150, $160, $150, something like that. So I thought, okay, fine. The Bupa will cover 4,000 baht, which means I only have to cover about $20, $21 a day, which is not too bad. So when I get the bill, it shows that Bupa has only covered for 2 nights, 1 night in the ICU and 1 night in the standard room. What they had done was put all the charges from the ICU onto the standard room and said that I had only been there 2 nights, but or 2 nights in the standard room and 1 night in the ICU, but they charged me for 2 nights in the ICU. So I only got covered for 2 standard nights. So basically, long story short, I was about 7,500 baht. I was charged 7,500 baht too much, in my opinion. Now, it worked out to where with the nurses' charges and the nurses' charges from the surgery, which they don't include in the surgery. I don't know. It worked out to where I had to pay, what was it? Let's see. I had to pay only 1,520 baht extra for my standard room. Now, how the room went from 5,500, how it went from 4,650 baht to 5,520 baht, which is still, it's only about 30 bucks, but how it went up like that, I couldn't get a straight answer. Now, that means I have to pay a little bit extra, which of course, I don't like, but I said, you know, it's not that much. Now, hospital services, Bupa, my coverage is 40,000 baht, and then after the 40,000 baht, I have to pay 20%. So the total hospital services was 70,000 baht. The surgery was 22,600 baht. So that meant that there was, they only covered 24,000 in major medical. I'm getting carried away with these numbers. Let me just put it this way. The total amount was 113,000 baht, which is about $3,800, $3,900, something like that. And I ended up, they said I had to pay $500. Now, it's not that much, really, when you think about it. 500 bucks out of, what did I say, 3,800. The thing is that the way that they set up the charges for the rooms and for the surgery, they did it to where I had to pay more in cash. And really, it should have been that they did it legitimately, which was they charged me for 2 nights in the ICU, and that the surgery, actually, the nurse's charges went along with the surgery. They didn't do that. Long story short, I went from having to pay about $500. I sat with them for about 2 hours trying to negotiate it, and I got it down to I had to pay eight, what was it, 9,300 baht. So I went from $500 down to $300. I saved 200 bucks for 2 hours of sitting with them and waiting for them to get everything together. The thing is that every single time I go to this hospital, and it seems like just about every hospital, you really have to watch the bills because they make mistakes. And I don't think it's necessarily intentionally, but they make mistakes. They overcharge in certain areas where they should have charged, assessed the charge in a different category, and then you end up having to pay more money. So basically, for a $3,800 bill, I ended up having to pay about $300, $310, which was fine. That's what's going on. Thank you for watching and supporting me and wishing me good health. I hope you had a very happy new year and a good holiday. For those who celebrate Christmas, I hope you had a good Christmas. Our New Year's Eve was spent in the hospital, but like I said, it could have been a lot worse. I could have had a heart attack and been on the verge of death. I felt like I was. It's still a little bit hard to breathe, but at least I'm exercising and the doctor's giving me a clean bill of health except for the asthma, which is controllable. So thank you very much. Like I said, and what is it that I usually say? Jiaken mai, chok di. That's see you later and good luck. I'm Scott and I am an American in Bangkok. Bye-bye.